I also like to stand when I'm proud. So when I see the American flag, I like to stand up, give honor. I'm proud of our flag. I do that. Do you guys stand? And what do you stand for? Paul is saying at the end of the book of Ephesians that you can stand as Christians. That's important to stand. Not because of we feel good or because we really have a strong opinion we just want to spout out. He's not saying that. He's saying you can stand because of God's protection in your life. So he lists these things. What are they? A breastplate of righteousness, a belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, feet that are fitted for readiness, I think he says, a shield, the shield of faith, he says. You know, we can stand up. You are fully protected. Nothing can harm you right now. That's what he's saying. Isn't that awesome? So right now, do you feel confident? You should. Now, some of us this morning really like that part of Ephesians. Ephesians 6, where we have strength and confidence. We can stand up boldly because of God's defensive measures that he has for us, protecting us in him. So that's it. So we got sit, we skipped walk, and now we're on stand. So sit, walk, stand. Have you forgotten that? We're good? Sit, walk, stand. All right, so walking. What is that all about? I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about this. It'd be interesting to talk to the doctor here this morning on those three activities, sitting, walking, or standing. Which of those do people kind of let go and don't practice as much as they should? Do you have any hunches on that? Okay. So I looked this up. You can interrupt. This is your opportunity to interrupt the sermon. All right, so sitting, the average American sits how many hours a day? How many do you think? Not counting sleeping, by the way, just sitting. What do you got? Yeah, I heard him say seven. He's right. He is super smart. I saw 7. I also saw 6.5. That's a lot of sitting, don't you think? What I read was 15 years ago, that number was an hour or less. It was about 5 hours. Americans would spend 5 hours sitting. We probably all watch a lot of screens and entertainment. That's probably affected that. So we like sitting. Now, how about standing? I read that a typical person is supposed to stand 4 hours a day. But what we actually do is we stand 2 hours. Now let's go to walking here. Walking, we're supposed to walk how many steps a day? 10,000. Doctor, what do you say? 10,000, all right. The average person walks 3,500. Is that about right? Somewhere close to that. Sorry to put you on the spot. So here you have it. See, in our own physical life, we kind of disregard walking quite a bit. So also in our spiritual life, with exercise and walking, we're not so good. That is the focus of chapters 4 and 5 of Ephesians. Chapter 4, verse 1 says this, live a life worthy of the calling. The translation, Dan put in ESV, has it right, actually. It's walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Exercise, in other words, Paul is saying. Live and exercise and walk. And over again, Paul is saying this, to walk and exercise our faith. Do we do a good job of that, exercising our faith? He's going to go on to say it's a certain kind of walking that I want to highlight here this morning. How do we exercise this faith? In verse 3, Paul goes on to say, this is how you're going to exercise your faith. Make sure to make every effort to keep the unity of peace through the bond of peace. Let me repeat that. Make every effort to keep the unity of peace, to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Let me repeat that again. I goofed that up. The words really matter. That's why I want to get it right. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Got it right that time. Forget the other ones. All right.